Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFNC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFNC.ca.
Exactly. I couldn't set it any better than Nate. So we need to get all that money in so we can actually get artists better space, like I said, better equipment, keep things going. Anyway, I'm going to keep things going right here. But before I do, I want to tell you a little story about Iron Maiden. So I, as you know, I DJ live and I DJ out. And probably about 15 years ago, I was meeting a bride and groom, consulting on a wedding, and the groom I said to him, you know, what do you want to walk into or whatever? And he kept bringing up Iron Maiden. And I said to him, clearly you like Iron Maiden. He turns to me, or actually his fiance turns to me and says, well, he's actually the president of the Iron Maiden fan club. And on our honeymoon, we're touring Europe with the band. So they were going on tour with the band. So everything had to coincide with their wedding, had to coincide around the tour dates. So I'm not sure if they actually got on the Iron Maiden plane, which is known as 666, and toured around with them on the plane. But they were touring all over Europe and going to multiple dates in Germany and all these different locations throughout Europe on their honeymoon with the band. I mean, they were they spoke really kindly of the band, you know. Ian Dickinson is a pretty interesting dude. He actually gave a friend of mine a really big opportunity to play on their Japanese tour. My friend of mine was a band member, and they got a call from Ian Dickinson's band manager after a gig one night in Toronto, and the guy actually hung up on him twice and kept saying, like, this is a joke. What's going on? And they wanted them to come and perform and be their opening act on their Japanese leg of their tour. And it turns out that this band is now massively famous over in Japan. And for whatever reason, again, I'm having a brain freeze tonight, so I'll come back to you and tell you what the name of the band was. But they did get to open for Iron Maiden on their Japanese tour. So here we go, a little bit of Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. right. So while we were actually listening to Werewolves of London, we, the Jeff found the tour, found the band. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So the band was Coney Hatch. They were a band out of Ajax. The drummer was actually a friend of the family. His name was Darren Smith. He was in multiple bands, Durango 95, and then he was in this band called Coney Hatch. And the tour is actually from the 80s, later on the 80s. What was the name of the tour again? Peace of Mind Tour. So the Peace of Mind Tour, they were playing, I remember, because, I mean, I'm testing my brain here. It's going back to the 80s. They were playing at the Gasworks in Toronto. It was a huge rock bar back in the day. And they get this call from the band manager saying, hey, listen, we're going to have a plane on the runway in Toronto for you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. We want you to be our opening act on our this leg of the tour. They hung up on them a couple of times. And I don't know if it actually took Ian Dickinson to get on the damn phone and say, hey, listen, dude, do you want to be on the tour or not? Anyway, they do go on tour with them. They become, like I said, massively famous in Japan. And that's, you know, it's so wild how things just come about. So anyway, I'm going to just jump back right into this. We got a little Talking Heads, Psycho Killer. I love this song. I love the band. And again, now we're back in the kind of stuff that I like playing. I mean, not that I don't like playing The Cure and Rob Zombie and Queens of Stone Age, but it kind of doesn't fit what we're doing here most nights. But for Halloween night, so, or what I like to call Halloween, I like to do everything more than one day. I mean, it's my birthday month. I love Christmas over multiple days. So, I mean, I just love celebrating things for the sake of celebrating them. Anyway, a little Psycho Killer, Talking Heads.
Run, run, run.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that artist that just performed there. That is Oingo Boingo, and they were like a new wave band in the early 80s. But what is really cool about the band is, and most people probably don't know this unless you're an audiophile, and if you are, amazing. And if you're not, you should try and be one. Anyway, the band actually is the lead singer in the band, his name is Danny Elfman. And this guy went on, after being in Oingo Boingo, to composing over 100 feature film scores. So let me just give you the highlights. This guy's worked with like Tim Burton, so many other people. Let me give you some Tim Burton projects. He did nearly 20 of them. So he did Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns, Mars Attacks, Sleepy Hollow, Big Fish, Alice in Wonderland. He did Darkman, A Simple Plan, Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Oz and the Great Powerful, Doctor Strange, just so many things, man. The guy did the score for Desperate Housewives, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and The Simpsons, of all things, man. So this guy is, like, incredible. So I really like that band, Oingo Boingo, and I thought you guys should know a little bit about them because the guy's cool. Danny Elfman, super cool. Creepy looking, so fits the whole Halloween theme, but really cool. I've got to play this song, you know, it to me speaks to Halloween and just the fun and everything about it. We got a little Ray Parker Jr. here, Ghostbusters.
Can't hear you. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
All right, man. Everybody loves Ghostbusters. I'm about to play a little song by a band called Rockwell. And you may not know him if you were born after the 70s. You're going to know the song, though. The song's called Somebody's Watching Me. Now, this song was written by a guy and recorded by a guy named Rockwell. His original name was Kennedy William Gordy. Now, you'll remember, or you might know, his father, because his father actually is the longtime owner of Motown Records. And Mr. Gordy, Barry Gordy of Motown Records, asked, I'm not even sure if he even had to ask, when this song Somebody's Watching Me came out, there were some really interesting backing vocals in the chorus, and you will hear them and you'll recognize them. One of them is Michael Jackson and the other one's Jermaine Jackson, and they actually agreed to be on the album and do the vocals as long as they weren't accredited for it. And the reason they didn't want to be accredited is they wanted Rockwell to have his time in the spotlight. Now, this really, for my opinion, Rockwell's a one-hit wonder, but this one-hit wonder is timeless. This song is an international success. It's been around, like I said, since December 1983, and it's gone on and lives on in my personal favorites. So here we go, a little Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me. All right, I'm not even going to talk much because we got so much music going on here.
Oh, I got a live one here.
This, I got to tell you, is an amazing movie. This is the Prince version or Prince song called Bat Dance from Batman.
In the computer.
Make the devil go.
this, but I'm going to cut this short, man. The Batman has a ton of voiceovers and a whole bunch of different just great little bits and pieces from Batman movies and Batman the TV show. I was talking with the Jeff, and I know you guys probably think I'm talking to myself, but there is a person called the Jeff, and we were talking about the different Batmans, and he remembers Michael Keaton being the first Batman, and I'm like, no, there was a couple before him. Now, we went back and we checked, and Adam West played Batman, but he only played it in the TV series. Michael Keaton was the first actual movie Batman, and then there was Val Kilmer, and there was others as well. And I mean, Pattinson was the most recent Batman, but he's not my Batman. My Batman will always be Adam West, even though he never did the movie. He only did the TV series that started in the 60s. So he'll be my Batman forever. I'm going to kick right over here to a little Marilyn Manson. I love this song, Sweet Dreams by Marilyn Manson. It's fantastic. And then we're going to get a little Houdini in there. I got to get a little bit of rap in there to kind of keep things going my style. So Marilyn Manson followed by some Houdini and then my surprise band.
Travel the world.
Marilyn Manson is sick, in my opinion. Not sick in a bad way, but sick in a good way. I really like Marilyn Manson. Anyway, I had a special request here. We got some people listening in Regina. So Smad and Natalie, apparently they're getting ready to go to a bar, and they're just sitting listening to the show in the hotel room. Just so you know, Smad's my daughter. She's actually going to be my special guest next week on the show. Her and I have curated some great music for that night, but she has asked for the song Man Child by Sabrina Carpenter, and I always try and make my Smad very happy. So here we go, a little Man Child, Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh boy.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. Did you just say you're finished? Didn't know we started. It's all just so familiar, baby. What do you call it?
Child is a scary song or fits the Halloween theme. I don't know. Maybe if you think his Man Child is kind of like a boy werewolf thing, I don't know. But honestly, if Smad wanted it played, I'm going to play it. So I'm going to keep things going here with a little Houdini. Freaks Come Out at Night. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you're going to hear next week, guys. So if you want to have a fun weekend, next Friday night from 12 to 2, Smad's going to be in the studio. We're going to curate. We're going to banter. We're going to do a little bit of this and that. We're going to play some of my music compared to her music. And it's just going to be fun all around. We don't get to see her very often. So I'm so grateful that she's going to come and spend the weekend with us and come in studio with me. But I keep talking here and I'm going to stop talking. We're going to get some Houdini on. Freaks Come Out at Night. I love this song. This is an old 80s rap song.
Sometimes And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out
at night. The freaks come out. The freaks come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you could just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out
at night. The freaks come out. The freaks come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night, cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Thing about that song is I know every word to it, and that song's from the 80s. We don't have much time here. We're almost down to our last minute as usual. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs to play, and I don't have 20 minutes to play them. So the band that I was going to tell you about, my mystery band, was Guns N' Roses. That's the band in 1987 that opened up for the Cult, and literally I was one of the many, many people that booed them off stage. They were terrible. But they did come back, and they had their own tour. I think it was called Appetite for Destruction the next year, and they were huge. They were amazing. They were great, but they were not ready to go in 1987 when they opened up for the Cult. The only thing they were ready for was being booed off stage. anyway, I got to get out of here. We got to go over the rainbow and get out of here and get back into the darkness. So, folks, have a great Halloween weekend, and we'll see you next Friday.